You know the Parade of Nations that's held at the opening ceremony of the Olympics where athletes carry the flag of their country? Well, the University of Massachusetts Amherst does the same thing at their commencement, which is now about a week away. It's an official part of graduation, and senior Kaesong Nangpa wanted to take part carrying the flag of her native Tibet. She was born there and lived in a refugee camp in India before coming to the U.S. One problem, Tibet's flag isn't recognized by the U.S. State Department because of the fact that China rules Tibet and rejects calls for Tibetan independence. So UMass Amherst refused Kaesong Nangpa's request. Kaesong Nangpa joins us now. So you're also the president of the UMass Amherst Students for Free Tibet. What would it have meant to you to represent Tibet with this flag during your graduation ceremony?
It means a lot to me. So as you said, I've been very active in the Tibetan freedom movement for the last for the past couple of years of my life. You know, thinking about all the Tibetans living inside Tibet and what they're going through, even though that has ended up with them being sent to prison and being tortured, Tibetans in Tibet still continue to resist. And I feel that the least I could do on my part is to represent my country and my people during this ceremony. And I know it would mean a lot to my family.
So what do you think it's going to feel like to be marching without a flag, knowing only on your mind that you are Tibetan?
It would be very disappointing. I cannot really picture that in my head right now, and I feel like that's just completely wrong, and it shouldn't be happening, especially at a university like UMass Amherst. It's just unacceptable. So it's really hard for me to picture it at the moment.
Kaesong, how did you actually find out you would not be able to carry the Tibetan flag in this Parade of Nations?
Well, in the past few years, I've had Tibetan friends who graduated from UMass Amherst, and I know most of them requested to carry the Tibetan flag during the Parade of Nations ceremony, and none of these friends heard back, or maybe some of them were also rejected. And I experienced the same thing in the beginning. I remember I would call for like 3-4 weeks straight and would not hear back from UMass at all until more recently in mid-April, I got an email from the office saying that their request has been denied and I would not be able to carry the Tibetan flag because Tibet is not recognized by the State Department, which is completely ridiculous, you know. My question is, like, what is the point of this flag ceremony? You know, I thought it was supposed to represent the diversity of students we have at UMass Amherst, and I thought it was to celebrate the achievement of all the students.
UMass Amherst says it's their policy to only allow flags of countries recognized by the State Department in the Parade of Nations, but apparently once you're seated and the rest of the ceremony, while you're waiting for your diploma, you can display that. How do you react to that?
I want to be a part of the official ceremony and have Tibet be recognized, because I know all of my friends will be carrying their own flags. And I don't think it's fair that UMass is just excluding a couple of countries that are not recognized by the state. You know, this isn't some official, like, federal ceremony. It's our university's graduation ceremony.
Yeah, graduation's zooming up real fast next week. Are you still going to try to press to carry the flag in the Parade of Nations?
Yes, definitely.
Kaesong Nangpa, who will be graduating from UMass Amherst with a degree in public health in about a week's time. Kaesong, thank you very much.
You're welcome.